Kabir doesn't know why they laugh at him when he says three. He doesn't know why his mother's bras hang on the shower rod instead of in the dryer. He doesn't know if the cafeteria burritos have pork in them, or why it's so important to win in kickball. Ramon and Eli usually pick teams. Neither of them would pick him anyway, except Mrs. McCall makes them. This is why, at the beginning of recess, Kabir is standing so far from the mound. There need be no confusion. His kickball days are over. Here comes Ramon now, to retrieve a maroon kickball from its sack, near the playground where Kabir is standing. The sack is big and made of nylon mesh. You know the kind. It's the mesh that chafes you inside your Walmart swimming trunks. There are exactly two sacks of scratchy mesh. If you are a student at Trout Ridge Elementary School, these are the choices you have. Balls in the right sack, jump ropes in the left. This is a choice that has already been made for Kabir. He pulls out a jump rope from the tangle. It is just as he remembers, just as he sometimes doodles on his desk in number two pencil. The red and white links, each one an inch long and about as thick as a straw, so that they jangle when the rope hits the ground. The red plastic handles with a small raised hilt. You can't find ropes like these at Walmart. Kabir has checked. Behind him, red dust is already rising from the kickball diamond. Esteban is on second base and is so excited by the idea of stealing third that it makes him want to pee. Esteban is actually biting his knuckle in order not to pee. Gregory is at the plate, and since Gregory is in the gifted class, it is generally thought that Gregory cannot kick very far. But none of this bothers Kabir. When you jump rope like Kabir, you start with the rope behind you, elbows at your ears and your nose down. It looks as if you are checking for body odor. In a few more years, Kabir will care about that sort of thing. The middle school will print its usual school supplies checklist, and deodorant, spray, or solid will be there. And so Kabir will buy a stick of secret brand, vanilla-scented, until he notices boys fumigating himself in the locker room with Axe. And his mom will drive him back to Walmart, where he will decide between Orion and Tsunami scents. But that is not a decision for now. Right now, he is deciding which of his three jumps he will start with. The basic jump, the crisscross, or the running jump. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Running jump it is. At once, Kabir lurches forward, knees are kicking out high and his feet out far. To a game hunter, he might resemble an ostrich, but he feels like a gazelle, and his concentration is fierce. There is a skill here that he is slowly unlocking. What none of them realize, he is thinking, is that it's all in the wrists. He could teach them. He could start jump rope lessons, start small, and slowly convert people away from kickball. Girls, boys, maybe teachers too. His imagination is soaring. He is hitting a rhythm, galloping away from the playground and toward center field. Gregory has just kicked the ball that Ramon has pitched, and everyone turns to look. It is a good kick, an exemplary kick. It is a treatise on the art of kick. The ball is a small satellite, redder than Mars, and spinning tremendously, its center of gravity quaking within the shockwaves that ripple through it. It is enough for Esteban to take his drool-soaked knuckle out of his mouth and run to third, and enough for Eli to tug expectantly at the tassel of his hoodie. It is not enough time for Kabir to look up when Katie shouts his name. It is an inelastic collision. Some of the ball's kinetic energy is turned into sound and heat and a pattern of tiny red hash marks on his skin. More of the kinetic energy is transferred directly to Kabir's skull and throughout his musculoskeletal system. He trips over the jump rope and watches as the distance between his face and the ground slowly approaches zero. Tuck. On the red dirt diamond, there is noise and there is shouting. Esteban reaches third base in time to watch Kabir spill like a sack of rice, and he laughs hard and begins to wet his pants and has to squeeze his pee-pee through his shorts. Ramon pushes hair out of his eyes to see who's been hit and, more importantly, who's running to go get the ball. But one of the players is heading out toward Kabir, leaving the hermetic zone of the kickball diamond and freezing the game. Kabir rises. The rope is slack in his right hand, his left hand rubbing the sting on his skull. Out of the glistening corner of his eye, he can see someone running toward him, toward the ball which is a few feet in front of him, and he is aware of 17 pairs of eyes waiting for him to cry. He does not know why he has been taught to pee sitting down while they all stand at urinals. He does not know why his handwriting is so much nicer than theirs, or why his favorite movie is The Little Mermaid. He doesn't know whether they kicked the ball at him on purpose, but now it's his turn. It is Gregory who has run to him, who is saying, "Sorry, I didn't mean to. Sorry." Kabir turns to him, skeptical. No one has said sorry before. But Gregory's face is lined with worry, true worry, like on Kabir's mother's face when she has dropped a glass on the kitchen floor. Comforted, Kabir hands Gregory the jump rope. Tomorrow, he will ask if Gregory wants to learn how to do the crisscross. For now, the kickball is a circle behind them. Kabir takes inventory of all the people on the red dirt diamond, and he puts them on that circle, a small kickball planet, with tiny Ramon and Eli and Esteban running around the equator. Kabir steps back. He inhales, gets a running start, and kicks hard, and the little planet is flying off, not back to the diamond, but in the other direction, away, out over the fence and past the wooden bleachers, out, out, disappearing into the trees, as far as Kabir's imagination can go.
Kripa ke jiye.